I went to Hannah's house. Hannah had texted me yesterday and said, "I want you to come for supper." And so I expected she'd be happy to. Free meal, good food, I can do it. Drive over there yesterday to Hannah's house, 2.4 miles away. Drive over there, pull in there. Hannah comes out the door. She says, "Are you here to visit?" I think she's joking. I say, "No, I'm looking for food." She says, "Food?" I said, "Didn't you not text me and say that come for dinner?" She said, "That was for Sunday night." I said, "No." I said, "In the text, it says," she said, "Well, get the phone out, check it." She's right. Come Sunday night for dinner. Josh comes out, the little two-year-old comes out the door. Hannah says to Josh, "Josh, can Uncle Tom stay for supper?" He says, "No." So I don't know. I don't think I'm wanted anymore. Plus, I'm becoming senile. I don't know. I can't understand any more of this stuff. I was really actually kind of embarrassed. I thought, sure, she mentioned last night. So anyway, I'm going to go Sunday and have the second free meal. Whether Josh is there or not, I don't even care. There are a lot of us here who have never plowed a field or planted a garden or even played in the dirt. But when Jesus talks about the different kinds of soils, the different landscapes, we understand. We all know the beaten path of life. We've all stumbled through the rocky patches of life. We've all been stuck or cut by the thorns of our lives. And we've also have felt the sacred soil. We've also planted a root in some sacred soil. And every once in a while, we feel God. We feel that we're growing. It's easy for us to judge ourselves, finding ourselves less than fertile ground. I read that reading, and I will guarantee, if I had a show of hands, how many sat there, servers, all of us included, how many sat there and said, "Oh, I'm not fertile soil." We judge ourselves. We don't think we're good enough to be the good soil. And so I think that part of this reading here today is that it's easy to read this parable and to think that we somehow have gone astray and that we have got something to do to become good soil. Let's be honest. Each of us has got all four types of soil within us. Let's be honest, we believe, and a lot of us feel, we feel less than what God intends us to be. At one level, this parable is about that. At one level, it's about looking at how we live our life. At one level, we can look at our own soil. How are we living our life? But we are a combination of all four soils. Maybe even in one day, or maybe within 3 hours, we can be all of those things. But I think also this parable lends itself to that. But that's not the major reason for this parable. It's not the major. There's nothing wrong with looking at the soil of our lives. But we don't want to beat ourselves up because this parable is not about that. This parable is not about dirt or soil that we are. We cannot reduce this parable to a story by Jesus about the dirt or the soil or the landscape of our lives. If we do that, we have then become the center of the parable and we have moved the sower out of the way. If we all think about our own life, we become the center of it all. That is rather selfish, isn't it? And parables, by the nature of parables, there are many meanings to a parable. But we can't just stay on that selfish level about the soil, the landscape, the dirt of my life. It's about the sower. It's about the sower. Parables in their own way tell us a paradox. It's not this or that, it's this and this. It's that and that. Parables can be, they're all of that. The parable does not make sense that we heard today. It makes absolutely no sense. A farmer goes out and sows seeds on a public pathway, on a rocky ground, among thorns. It's wasteful, it's ineffective, it's insufficient. It doesn't even work. You can't have it that way. The sower is not a good farmer. He has wasted expensive seed. You cannot plant seeds on this public pathway or among rocks or among thorns and then complain or whatever it may be that you've got no produce or you've got nothing from that. Nothing grows from that. The story that Jesus tells us today does not fit with our world. We live in a world of comparisons and competition. and this doesn't fit, because we want to compare ourselves to everybody else's soil. And that's not what this is all about. Parables give us a different world view, a different perspective. They're not about intelligence. It's not about human intelligence at all. It's about looking at this parable that Jesus tells simple people, and what are they meaning by that? And what do we look? It's about the sower. It's about God. The parables are about God. It's about the surprising generosity of God. God could care less what kind of soil is out there. Could care less. All four soils have two things in common: seeds and a sower. The sower sows these seeds with equal work, equal expectation, equal the same seed on everything. The sower does not make a judgment. There's no judgment in this parable. The sower does not evaluate the soil. He just scatters seed. Generous, extravagant, scatters seed. Not even evaluating the potential of the soil. No soil is left unsown. The ground is never declared undeserving of the seeds. No, it's not about the quality of the dirt. This parable is not about the quality of dirt. It's about the quality of God, the sower. We want to judge. We are so good at judging ourselves and others. We want to judge our own dirt. You can do that, but that's not what this parable is about. It simply doesn't work with this parable. No life, no person, no soil is left undone by God. Nothing. And we ourselves cannot be with me. We have to be as generous as God is generous. This parable is about God's faithfulness. It's not about farming or soil quality. It's about God and God's generosity. No matter what kind of soil it is, God just scatters the seed. And God hopes that things will grow. Every plant, every part of our lives, every part of our lives has been sown with God's seeds. And you know what happens to seeds, don't you? Apple seeds, if everything's right, if the right conditions are there, apple seeds become apples. Peach seeds become peaches. And God's seed becomes God. Listen to the parable.